Well, let's check in with Julian Zelizer now. He's a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. And Julian, this visit by President Biden to Tulsa, we heard Aisha talk about how significant this is for a sitting president to acknowledge the racist atrocities of the past and talk specifically about addressing the harm. Have we ever seen something like this before?
Well, we've seen commissions that deal with some of these issues, like the Kerner Commission in 1968. But here you have the President of the United States putting himself at the forefront of talking about this massacre, acknowledging what it was, and starting a conversation about public policy. So I think it's an important historical moment.
You know, I also want to talk with you about another maybe first in recent memory. Republicans last week blocked the plan to form an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. They used a filibuster, as we know, to stop the commission in the Senate, even though Democrats control the chamber. Before we talk about the historical implications of not having this commission, we've long been having discussions about the mechanisms of the filibuster itself. What did you think about the filibuster as a tactic in this case?
Well, it shows once again that the filibuster is a tactic of obstruction, not deliberation. This is another instance where the filibuster has prevented Washington from governing and dealing with the issues of the day. This was low-hanging fruit to investigate a violent attack on Congress and the vice president, but instead it was filibustered away.
You think it's time to get rid of it?
I think the arguments for eliminating the filibuster are much stronger than those supporting it, at a minimum, to seriously reform it so it's harder to use. This just doesn't have a good history in American politics, and it's repeatedly something that has prevented politicians from tackling issues.
You know, we spoke with you early on when this idea of a commission was proposed, and you said it was a good idea because this was one of the most serious domestic attacks on the government in our history. Well, now we won't get answers to many of the questions we still have about what happened. How damaging do you think that is for our democracy moving forward?
It's very damaging. We don't have a bipartisan investigation of what happened and some kind of report. And so that just opens the door for the partisan characterizations of what happened. It allows conspiracy theories to be even stronger and mischaracterizations. And for Republicans, it kind of reveals that this is not a priority for them, and this is not something they consider serious. So it says a lot about where the party is in 2021.
Is there any way to get around what happened in the Senate? Couldn't the House, which really is controlled by Democrats at this time, use committee hearings to investigate what happened?
Of course, they can have hearings, and this can be done through the congressional process. They might do that, but instantly it will be characterized as an explicit partisan investigation rather than a bipartisan commission. And we saw how that worked out with impeachment, and I think the movie will be exactly the same. And so it will undermine some of the weight that a big commission report could carry.
You mentioned the Kerner Commission from the 1960s in relation to the Tulsa massacre and what's happening there. But remind us of the value of past commissions like this. I'm thinking, first of all, the 9/11 Commission. How did it help us understand that event?
It was an imperfect commission. The commission had trouble getting a lot of information from the administration. There were accusations that they left certain issues out to protect leaders. But it still produced a really substantive, lengthy, bipartisan report about all the intelligence failures that allowed 9/11 to happen. And that became a basis for reforms that actually moved through the legislative branch. So even though it's flawed, I think that's a good example of why these commissions can be extraordinarily important.
You use the word bipartisanship. I mean, that's one thing that might just be impossible these days.
It might be. I mean, it was already hard there. The commission, the 9/11 commission had to work against partisanship, and it was tough, but it still was able to produce a report. I'm not sure that's possible today. I think the Republicans revealed where they are right now, and they're pretty determined not to allow this to be an issue, especially going into the midterm elections.
Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. As always, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thanks for having me.